Personal Finance, Chapter 5 High School Storybook.
The only light in Alani's room came from the complex matrix of her budget spreadsheet. Each color-coded cell, each formula, was a calculated step toward freedom. Pinned to her monitor was a photo of a dusty but dignified dark green station wagon they'd already christened the Odyssey. It wasn't just a car, it was access to her internship across town, and Kai's escape from the soul-crushing city bus schedule. The car fund progress bar was at 85%. Almost there. The door flew open, and her brother, Kai, strode in, a wide grin on his face. He was holding a sleek black box. With a dramatic flair, he unboxed a brand new virtual reality headset, its lenses gleaming.
"Behold, the Neuralink 5000. Total immersion. The reviews are insane,"
he announced, oblivious to the way Alani's posture stiffened. Alani's gaze shifted from the absurdly expensive tech to her spreadsheet, then back to Kai.
"That wasn't in the budget. Kai, we have a plan. Short-term hype versus long-term freedom, remember? That headset is a want. A massive one. You just delayed the Odyssey by a month."
"But my old one is lagging! I need this for the esports tryouts."
"Your old one is fine. Look, this is our shared income from the cafe and my tutoring gigs. These are our fixed costs, phones, subscriptions. This category, discretionary spending, is our only variable. Every dollar for a headset is a dollar. The Odyssey has to wait for. We have to track everything."
The next day was a trial by fire. Kai's friends were all heading out for gourmet ramen after school, a weekly ritual. He could almost smell the rich broth. He pulled out his phone, opened the budgeting app Alani had insisted they sync, and saw the food/social category was a sliver of red. With a deep sigh, he texted the group, "Gotta bail, catch you later," and headed for the bus stop. That evening, a real need crashed into their plans. Their mom's car, the one they both relied on to get to their part-time jobs, wouldn't start. The mechanic's diagnosis was grim. A new transmission. It was a massive, non-negotiable expense. "I don't have that kind of cash right now," their mom said, her face etched with worry. This wasn't a want. It was a crisis. When they discussed it later, Kai braced for an "I told you so." Instead, Alani just opened the spreadsheet.
"Okay. Unexpected family expense. It happens. We need to pivot."
They sat together, brainstorming. They decided to pause all discretionary spending, and Alani offered to use half of the car fund for the repair, a suggestion that made Kai's stomach drop. Seeing Alani willing to sacrifice their dream for the family hit Kai hard. This wasn't a game. It was about control and responsibility. The next day, he quietly boxed up the Neuralink 5000. He spent his lunch break listing it online. It sold in an hour. That evening, he walked into Alani's room and transferred the full amount directly into their Odyssey fund. He didn't say a word, just showed her the confirmation on his phone. A month later, they were standing on a suburban driveway looking at the green station wagon from the photo. It was real.
"The brakes are a little soft. You'll want to get them replaced soon."
Alani and Kai exchanged a look. It was another unexpected cost, but this time they were ready.
"We have a sinking fund for that."
And they shook the owner's hand. The windows were down, and the engine hummed a steady, reliable rhythm. Alani was driving, and Kai was navigating from the passenger seat. He looked over at his sister, who was smiling at the road ahead.
"Okay, I get it now. This feeling, this is way better than virtual reality."
Previous lesson, back to course, next lesson.